AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The Iran nuclear talks are inching a bit closer to a possible framework agreement. Officials say the Iranians have tentatively agreed to reduce the number of centrifuges to 6,000 or possibly fewer at their main nuclear site. They also promised to ship enriched uranium to Russia. European Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini says the goal for the U.S. and its partners remains the same.
I think that we can find solutions that are good for all, that can guarantee that Iran has no nuclear weapons, cannot develop nuclear weapons, but still can develop a civil nuclear program.
Among unresolved issues, monitoring program to make sure Iran complies with any agreement. Tuesday is the deadline for a deal. Saudi-led airstrikes continue to target Shiite rebels who control much of Yemen, the planes taking out Scud missiles in that country. The Houthi rebel group, which other Arab leaders say are backed by Iran, have driven Yemen's president out of the country. 25 people have been treated for bumps and bruises after their Air Canada plane skidded off a runway in Halifax, Nova Scotia. Passenger Mike Magnus says the plane might have flipped a power line on the way in.
The nose of the plane has been sheared off or damaged. We lost an engine when we hit the ground. We bounced a couple of times and then popped off one of the engines.
After being treated for minor injuries, Magnus told reporters he was going to have a glass of wine. Two free throws with 6 seconds left kept Kentucky's perfect season rolling as the Wildcats beat Notre Dame 68-66 to go to 38-0 and a trip to the Final Four. Coach John Calipari says the Irish took it to his club.
We were just scratching to stay in the game.
In last night's other game, Wisconsin had 10 three-point baskets in the second half to roll over Arizona 85-78. Final two, Final Four slots will be decided today. Louisville plays Michigan State. Duke takes on Gonzaga. This is AP Radio News. Indiana's governor says he supports legislation to clarify the state's religious freedom law. Carlotta Bradley with more.
Governor Mike Pence says he would support legislation to clarify the intent of a new state law that prohibits laws that substantially burden a person's ability to follow his or her religious beliefs. The law, which takes effect in July, was the subject of a rally against it and has attracted criticism over concerns it could allow discrimination against gays. But Indianapolis resident Jason Lee says it's not just about that.
Economic impact that it may have.
Pence says the law is not about discrimination, but he's talked to lawmakers and tells the Indianapolis Star he expects a clarification bill will be introduced within a few days. I'm Carlotta Bradley.
A three-hour state funeral for longtime Singapore leader Lee Kuan Yew drew tens of thousands of people despite heavy rain. His son, the current prime minister, eulogized his father, declaring the wealthy Southeast Asian city-state Lee helped to build is his monument. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.